Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learn daf Gimel of Maseches B'Sachim. The topics we will discuss in today's daf include: in the first daf of the Masechta, we learned the Machlekes HaMeorim, whether the word Oyer in the Mishnah means day or night. The Gemara brought 11 proofs, two of which conclusively proved that it means night, and the other 9 did not prove either way. Our daf will bring the final 4 proofs that the definition of the term Oyer as used in Mishnayos is night. The rest of the daf discusses the requirement to speak in the Lishna Ma'alya, a clean and refined way, avoiding the use of negative words. First, the Gemara mentions 4 possible sources in the Torah, where the Torah wrote extra letters in order to express itself in a more refined manner. The Gemara also discusses how we balance the concern for refined speech with the concern for brevity. The daf concludes with several stories of people who were destined for greatness based on their refined manner of speech, and others who were discovered to have questionable lineage based on their unrefined manner of speech. Some of the key terms and concepts we learned about today include: Lishna Ma'alya is a refined way of speech that avoids negative words. Yimei Tahara: after a woman gives birth, she is tummy for either a week or 2 weeks, depending on the gender of the child, followed by either 33 for a boy or 66 days for a girl when she is completely Tahara. Noiser: when meat of a carbon is left over beyond the time it may be eaten, it becomes noiser and must be burned. Davar Acher: as a term often used to refer to something unmentionable. In the context of Ardaf, it's a euphemism for a pig. Ein Boid Kimin HaMizbeach Ulamala: once a kohen has already done the Avodah by the Mizbeach, we no longer look into his lineage.